He will also, if he is fortunate, come in contact with some of the material that we make available through channels such as this one to the peoples of your planet. 148, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. This condition of questioning, seeking and thinking about things is precisely the condition that we have attempted to generate by our rather nebulous contact. It is always much more satisfactory if the individual finds something out by his own efforts than it is if he is taught a principle. The mental activity required for the individual to seek out and find the basic truths of the creation allows him time to reflect and examine with his own point of view each one of the propositions offered to him. This results in an understanding of the propositions that surpasses any understanding that he could achieve if these propositions were made to him in a relatively short period of time. January 14, 1974. It is necessary, my friends, to serve if you understand, for this is the only route open to us. I am aware that you have certain questions as to how one is to serve. There are certain problems in performing this service. We are very limited in our ability to contact your people, because we must be careful. We know what the limitations are and why they should be as they are. It is necessary that each individual serve in his own way. If you can understand how to serve, then your service will be effective. It is necessary to avail yourself to meditation to know these things. Many of the people of your planet attempt to serve, in many, many ways, but they are not effective. They have not availed themselves to the Creator through meditation. Service, my friends, must be performed with care. However, it must always be performed. We of the Confederation of Planets in His service do not have the difficulty in serving our fellow man elsewhere in this creation that we are having at this time. There are so many limitations upon your planet at this present time that service is extremely difficult. However, it is possible for ones such as, 149, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, yourselves to serve the people of the planet in a much more direct way. It is, however, necessary that you be qualified, if you are to serve. These qualifications include many, many things, each of which may be obtained through meditation. When the individual is fully ready to serve, then it is time to go forth and perform the service. It is not wise, however, to act beyond your limitations. You will know your ability to serve by availing yourself to this knowledge through meditation. Many of your leaders attempt to serve the people of your planet, but they are unaware of the necessity for meditation. If this is not done, then it is very difficult to serve with intelligence. It is necessary for all who are in his service to spend time in meditation. We cannot overemphasize this necessity. It eliminates the possibility of making errors that will result in nullifying the effect of the service. February 2, 1974 Service, my friends, is an extremely difficult task to perform effectively. It is necessary first to define the objectives of true service in order to understand how one may serve. There are two classifications under which all services may be divided. The first classification includes those services that are of a transient or unlasting nature. These are the services that you perform in your daily activities for your fellow man, and they are truly services. But there is a test that may be administered in order to determine whether the service performed is of a transient or not of a lasting nature, or whether it should fall into the second classification, which includes all services of a permanent and non-transient nature. The test is to determine whether or not the service is of such a nature to cause spiritual growth for the one served. 150, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. This, my friends, whether it is known to the individual or whether he was forgotten, is in truth his only real objective. The people of your planet are, for the most part, in a state of ignorance with respect to their real objective, which is the evolution of their spiritual awareness. This, then, is what must be served if the second classification for service is to be met. Each of those two classifications is desirable, and we would like to perform for the people of your planet acts which would be classified under both classifications. However, since we are aware that the second classification is by far the more important of the types of services that may be performed, it is necessary at this time to postpone performances of services of a direct way, to aid in a physical or more transient nature. We are quite fortunate that we are able to act as we are doing now, to provide the people of this planet with information that they may use in order to augment their seeking in a spiritual sense. February 3, 1974. We endeavor to use instruments such as this one to help in guiding you so that you may, using the information that we present, find similar truths within your own consciousness, for these truths are the ones that are of great value. We only hope to remind you that you have these within you. We only hope to help remembrance of what you seek. February 9, 1974. It is a great privilege to be of service, for that is our purpose. That is our desire, to serve. This, my friends, is also a principle of the creation, for in serving you we serve ourselves. For it is not possible to serve anything within the creation without serving yourself. The creation, my friends, is one thing. You are simply a part of that one thing. It is impossible to separate yourself from it, because you are it. 151, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. The people of your planet are living an illusion. This illusion includes the concept of the possibility of separation, the concept of the individual. There is difficulty in using your language, for it was evolved with concepts that are erroneous. It is necessary in using it to use terms such as the individual. However, this term should be simply, the Creator. As you look at your fellow man, see him for what he is, the Creator. For there is no part of this creation that is any more, or less, than any other part. February 10, 1974. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are here for this express purpose, to serve those who seek. Our service is, unfortunately, very limited, but these limitations are limitations impressed upon us by those who are dwelling upon your planet. We are limited to use of a channel such as this one in order to serve those of the people of this planet who are seeking our service, who are seeking truth. February 13, 1974. Your people on this planet seek many things. However, they seek these things in what we would consider to be a very strange way. They seek the result of their desires almost exclusively within what they know as the physical illusion that they now enjoy. Since they are unable to experience in their waking state anything but this physical illusion, they then think that this is all that exists, and they attempt to find expression of their desires strictly within this illusion. This results in the fulfillment of false desires. The people who fulfill these false desires wonder why, having fulfilled them, they do not find happiness. This has been demonstrated upon your planet many times, but little heed has been taken of it. The desires still remain very strong, and the people about you strive with much energy to fulfill them. 152, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. Having fulfilled them, they then, as I have said, wonder. They wonder why they still have desires, for as soon as they have fulfilled one, they have generated another. February 18, 1974. The reason for life in the physical sense is to experience service. For this is very effective in creating a deep and complete understanding of the Creator's plan for the creation. In this plan was the concept of service. Through His love, He instilled in each of the parts of this creation the desire to serve. This desire to serve is within everything that exists. It is within the planet upon which you walk. It is within the vegetation, the atmosphere itself. Everything about you exists to serve. And unless an entity becomes involved too deeply in thoughts generated as an action of his freedom of choice, he will maintain this awareness of his desire to serve, as does the vegetation upon your planet, as does the atmosphere that you breathe, as do we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. This, then, this experience, is what is needed for many of the peoples of this planet at this time. An opportunity to act and to demonstrate this desire to serve. Many people who now live upon the surface of this planet act in such a manner so as to serve their fellow man. Some of these desires for service are unfortunately misdirected. This is not a bad thing for the individual, for all that is necessary is that this desire be realized. However, it is sometimes unfortunate that the service is misunderstood and misdirected. For it is not as effective in this case as it would have been with more intelligent direction. For this reason we have suggested that everyone who will attempt to serve first avail themselves to a knowledge of how to serve. This they can do through daily meditation, and only in this way can they serve intelligently. 153, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, February 18, 1974. We suggest, in order to create an atmosphere desirable for service, that each of you avail yourself of the knowledge of how to go about this, which is within you. Do this through meditation, and then your service will be effective. There are many ways to serve. However, a knowledge of the real objective of service is of great importance. There are many illusions of service that result in little or no service. Before attempting your service, spend time in meditation. You will realize what is necessary if you are to serve in an effective manner. There are two possibilities. One is to be in the service of the Infinite Creator. One is to be otherwise. The definition of in the service of the Infinite Creator is very simple. It is applied to those who go forth, in this infinite universe, with a purpose that they understand to be a purpose desired by their Creator. This purpose they have determined through an understanding of the principles which govern this creation. There are many ways to be in the service of the Infinite Creator. We are demonstrating only one of these ways. It is possible for an individual to demonstrate a knowledge of this service at any time. In order to do this, you must understand what you are doing. In order to understand what you are doing, it is necessary for you to meditate, to avail yourself to the knowledge provided by the Creator of us all. Upon your planet at this time, there are many, many individuals performing many, many services. Very few of these services, however, are services of a nature that we would consider to be in the service of our Infinite Creator. We find that upon this planet, man is primarily concerned with serving himself. 154, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. There are many ways to serve, and there are many attempts at service. However, much of the service performed upon this planet, which is an attempt to serve, as we do, our Creator, is not service of this nature. The reason for this is always the same. It is because of a lack of meditation. We have said to you many, many times that it is necessary to meditate. This is the most important truth that we bring to you, for if one practices meditation, then one has no questions about service. Each of you here this evening desires to serve, and each of you is serving and will serve to an even greater extent in the near future. However, in order to be of the most efficient service, it is necessary to prepare for that service with daily meditation. Upon a planet such as yours, which is not at all used to service, there is considerable difficulty in serving your fellow man. And he is in dire need of that service. There is considerable difficulty for us of the Confederation of Planets in serving man on Earth. Man on this planet is extremely confused. For the most part, he has lost sight, almost entirely, of reality. He has built a myriad of illusions, and these illusions are so very strong that he is locked within them and cannot be served. For this reason, it will be necessary for him to experience the strong catalytic action of his physical environment in order for him to break his self-made illusion. Many of those who are locked within an illusion of their own are, nonetheless, of a nature willing and eager for service in the light of our Creator. These will be the ones who must be contacted. These will be the ones who must be educated. And this will be quite a large problem. Groups such as this one will have information given to them by us of the Confederation of Planets. This information should be of a form that is available to the many who will seek. 155, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, and understand this information when their illusion is destroyed. March 10, 1974. You have desired our presence, and we are with you. We are of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. We are always with those of the people of this planet who desire our presence. This is our service to the people of this planet at this time. This is our technique of seeking. It may seem strange that we would seek through service, but this is our understanding of seeking. It is stated in your holy works that it is necessary to seek in order to find. We have found many ways of seeking. One of these is to serve your fellow man. And this is our form of seeking at this time. We are seeking understanding, understanding of the Creator. For this is our desire. We are seeking this understanding through service, through serving our fellow man on earth, and aiding him in his desire to understand the Creator. And through aiding him and fulfilling his desire, we aid ourselves in fulfilling our desire. For in doing this, not only does man on earth perhaps learn more of this creation and the Creator, but also we. For it is a law of this creation that only through service may one be served. In serving others, we serve ourselves, as even does man on earth. For this was the original idea that generated the entire infinite creation. The idea of mutual service. The idea of mutual understanding and the idea of mutual love. This we are bringing to man on earth, an understanding of that which is within him, an understanding of that which created him, an understanding of our service and the need for his. It is unfortunate that there are so many that do not understand the true principles of this creation. We are attempting to help them realize this truth. It is within them. 156, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, and this is our service, to help them find what they desire to find, the realization of the thought that generated not only them, but also all that there is. And the thought that provided that all that there is acts in such a way as to serve all that there is. May 19, 1974. The many attempts which each of you makes to give service to others are more successful than you know. The simple turning of the self from the seeking for sensation in self to the seeking towards service gives the seeker the ability that he seeks. However, my friends, if you wish to improve and expand your service, we can only suggest to you that you turn within, away from all sensation, and towards meditation. There is no power without you. There is nothing that you can smell or taste or experience in the physical that can cause harm or give aid. The power that you seek is the power of the reality of the love and the light of our infinite Creator, and it lies within. Go within, my friends. Meditate. Seek that which you desire, and it will come to you. We are aware that those present desire to serve. This is a true and worthy desire, and we find there can be no greater desire. For, as we have often said, a service performed by any entity towards another is also service towards that entity. For as we comprehend, this creation is but one thing, that is, this creation is love, and is the manifestation of the Creator. And within it exists no separation. Therefore, any service rendered unto the creation, in any portion of it, is also service to oneself. Language Polonius, what do you read, my lord? Hamlet, words, words, words. 157, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence. William Shakespeare, comment. This comment was written in 2009, after practicing channeling for 35 years and counting. I am highly sensitive to the place of language in offering potentially helpful information to seekers of truth. Language can be used to persuade or to control people. That is never the Confederation entity's intention. Indeed, these entities look for emotionally neutral ways to talk about spiritual matters. When I enter into the channeling process, I do not receive language for the most part. I receive concepts. My job is to translate these concepts into words, to clothe them with language. And I attempt to do this without infusing these concepts with my emotions or biases. I believe that there is permanent and inevitable frustration on the part of the Confederation entities at the fact that they must submit their concepts to the narrowing and flattening influence of language so that their concepts may be offered to humankind. Sometimes, faced with infinitely intricate and profound concepts, I join them in their frustration. For I know that I shall never be able to do these concepts the justice they deserve. But words are all we have, here in third density earth. And so I am grateful for them, as is the Confederation, I am sure. Channeling selection. We will not be able to communicate with you unless you are able to avail yourself to our thoughts in meditation. We cannot contact you in the manner you are accustomed to using upon the surface of your planet. This would be of no avail. We do not have concepts in your language that we wish. 158, Chapter 6, Entering the Silence, to convey. We have concepts that are not within your language. 2009 Editor's Note. The 1975 Editor's Note here suggested that the reader see the channeling of February 10, 1974, which is included in the last chapter of this volume in its entirety. However, I did not find that channeling useful. It is possible that the channeling to which the note refers is a second channeling done on the same date, and that this channeling session has been lost to us. 159. Chapter 7, The Original Creation. The Original Creation. Just open your eyes and realize the way it's always been. Just open your mind and you will find the way it's always been. Just open your heart and that's a start. The Moody Blues, comment: the messages up until now have concentrated on giving us information on how to achieve a contact with cosmic sources of information, by means of meditation. These next chapters on the original creation, the physical illusion, and the intellect, contain information on the fruits of meditation. The messages that follow describe a view of the universe which is quite different from the popular wisdom's concept. Try this view out. It may grow on you. Channeling Selections, January 14, 1974. In addition to practicing this form of meditation, it is necessary for you to become aware of the original creation, and not creation of man. Pay attention to that which is natural. Become aware of it. People of your planet are not aware of the original creation. They have created a very false illusion. Therefore, they are not in awareness of reality. If you think that you are totally aware of the original creation at this 160, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, time, then you are mistaken. For, if you were, you would see us, for we are part of the original creation. There is a technique for increasing your awareness. This technique will be given to you a little at a time, so that you may employ each step. The first step will be to seek to understand each thing that you see that is a portion of the original creation. Take these things one at a time, consider them in detail, and try to establish in your mind a totally detached understanding of them. If this part of the creation happens to be a leaf, then study it with care. Become aware of it. Do not rely on old impressions. Develop an awareness of each thing. This will be the first step. January 16, 1974. This instrument receives my thoughts, and relays them to you. These thoughts are not my exclusive property. They are the thoughts of an entire creation of our infinite creator. It is not necessary for this instrument to be used for you to know these thoughts. They are available to all people in all places at all times, for they are the thoughts of the creator. And these thoughts were meant for all of mankind, in all places. These thoughts are the thoughts with which the Creator created us. These thoughts are very simple. They have a simplicity that is unique, for they are the very foundation of the creation. This is what we are attempting to give man on earth, this original thought. This is what he needs at this time. This thought can only be approached using pure language. It is not a common concept among the people of your planet. This is the reason for their difficulties. The Creator never imagined difficulties in His creation. They are the product of man's erroneous thinking. 161, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, February 1, 1974. It is evident that all creations throughout this infinite creation are the works, in either a direct or indirect sense, of the Creator of us all. It is unfortunate that the people of this planet are unaware of the principles that were provided for the extension of the principle of creation. Our Creator provided each of His children with abilities quite similar to His own. Each of you has within you these abilities. They are not possible to be removed. They are within all of the children of the Creator, and will always remain with them. It was so designed by our Creator. He wished for all of His children to have and to use the abilities to govern and mold their environments at will. Unfortunately, the people of this planet have forgotten the principle that was within each of them. It is only necessary that this principle be remembered for each of the children of our Creator to fully manifest them. The teacher that was known to you as Jesus was able to use many more of the abilities than the people of this planet. He was no different from any of you. He simply was able to remember certain principles. These principles are not at all complex, they are very simple. And an understanding of these principles is what we of the Confederation of Planets in the service of our Infinite Creator are attempting to give to the people of this planet who would desire them at this time. These principles are not necessarily of an intellectual nature. They are of extreme simplicity, and may be realized by anyone at any time. It is only necessary that you avail yourself to our contact through meditation in order to begin to re-realize that which is rightfully yours, the truth of the creation and the truth of your position in it. Unfortunately, on this planet there is what we might term as interference. This interference occurs because of erroneous thoughts that are manifested in most of the areas of your 162, Chapter 7, the original creation, planet. These erroneous thoughts are of a nature so as to cause a problem in the realization of truth. These erroneous thoughts must be totally obliterated from the thinking of an individual if he is to be successful in returning to the original thinking with which he was created. We have attempted many times to suggest to you that this original thinking is one of total love and brotherhood. This is not enough. It is very difficult for the people of this planet to understand these concepts in an intellectual way. They have for a very long period of time been mentally conditioned by erroneous thinking so that they cannot easily become intellectually aware of the principles that are simplicity and truth themselves. It is therefore suggested that the intellectual mind be circumnavigated, and the principles be directly communicated to the soul or spiritual mind through the mechanism of telepathic impression in a non-intellectual or a conceptual sense. This we have found to be highly effective with respect to any attempt to get from an intellectual thought to a deeper understanding and awareness of the truth of the principles of our infinite Creator. It is for this reason that we have asked that the individuals who wish to understand these truths avail themselves to daily meditation, so that these impressions may be analyzed by them at a deeper level and therefore a true and complete understanding be achieved. If this process of daily meditation is continued, then each of those who avail themselves of this will find that they begin to become aware of things about them in a new sense, and that they find that they begin to appreciate the true creation in a greater and more beautiful way. March 10, 1974. It is very difficult for man on this planet to look about him and realize the truth for what it actually is. He has been 163, Chapter 7, the original creation, conditioned, through his thinking and through the thoughts of others, for a very long period of time, to see things as they are given to him, rather than as they really are. The way that they really are, my friends, is extremely simple. This simplicity is within each of the children of the Creator. Each of them possesses all of the knowledge that was the original creation. It is only necessary that they avail themselves of that knowledge. And this is very simple. It is done through the process of meditation. When this is done, all the truth and beauty of the original creation becomes apparent. And then it will not be possible for the individual to be fooled by the illusion. He will not see his fellow man in any form but perfection, even though within the illusion he has been taught to disdain. This was not planned by the Creator. The Creator only planned that each of his creations should express itself in any way that he chose. This, my friends, is perfection. If man on earth could only realize this, he would once more think in total harmony with the original creation. This may be done on an individual basis. It is not necessary that this be understood in an intellectual sense, or by anyone else than the individual endeavoring to reach this understanding. This has been demonstrated upon your planet before. The man most familiar to you who demonstrated his understanding is known to you as Jesus. He made the simple realization, and then demonstrated it by his activities this understanding. It was not necessary that he be understood by his fellow man, for it is impossible to force, externally, this understanding upon another individual. It is only possible that this understanding be attained from within. But yet this man demonstrated this understanding, pointed out a pathway, a guidepost for others, so that they too could find the original creation, and once more lead themselves from darkness to light. For light, my friends, is eternal and 164, Chapter 7, the original creation, infinite and real. The rest is illusion. Go within. Become aware of reality. It is within each of you. The concept of all consciousness, let the sea make a noise, and all that therein is, the round world, and they that dwell within. Let the floods clap their hands, and let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. Bible, Psalm 98-89, comment the idea that all things, including so-called inanimate objects, are possessed of consciousness is a very old one. The scientific community, with such experiments as the series of tests of emotional response from plants, is beginning to explore this concept seriously.